Friday afternoon, time for our weekly movie talk. Jenny Garoni from Studio C is here. How are you?
I'm excellent. How about you?
Great. And a great weekend to maybe get out and see a movie.
Yeah.
The weather might be a little sketchy at times.
Yeah.
A couple of great ones. They're intriguing, to say the least, part of the series. We'll open up with Ocean's 8, and this time we see the women in action.
Yes. What's cool is Sandra Bullock plays Debbie Ocean, who is the sister to Danny Ocean, who is played by George Clooney in the other three movies. So they're keeping the tie there, and I feel like they're very much on brand with this movie. The trailer's slick. There's a lot of fast-paced action, that kind of thing.
Good afternoon, Miss Ocean. As you know, parole is a privilege.
It's a mistake, but it happened. And if I were to be released, I would I would just want the simple life. I just want to hold down a job, make some friends. You know, pay my bills.
Even if this was possible, you'd need 20 people.
7 people.
Why do you need to do this?
Because it's what I'm good at.
In addition to Bullock, you've got Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Mindy Kaling, Rihanna, Helena Bonham Carter, Sarah Paulson, and I mean, even a few more. It's like, how many people can they fit into this? And I won't give away who, but there are at least 3 actors from the other Ocean's movies in this one.
There are some male figures who pop in as well. A certain comedian who is on CBS late at night
is
also in this one.
Yes, he is.
We're teasing there, right?
Yeah.
Tune in.
You gotta see it.
It's just interesting to see the same dynamics of the previous movie. A little different take. The heist.
Yes. It's not at a casino this time. They are going to perform that heist at the New York City Met Gala. So I think in addition to all of the actors being actors, there's going to be a lot of cameos in this too.
In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball. And we are going to rob it. Not the ball itself.
On the neck of Daphne Kluger.
Valued at over $100
million.
It's $150 million, actually. These boots are
made for revenge. It's a twofer. That's just
what they'll do. Do not run a job in a job.
Who steals the show in your mind? Because we have this all-star cast.
I know.
Who stands out?
I don't know. I'm really interested to see what Rihanna does because she plays a hacker, a computer hacker. And I don't know, just from what I've seen in the trailer, I feel like she can maybe pull off the comedy, which I wouldn't have expected.
Hotel Artemis. The premise is truly interesting.
Yes. But reviews are not great on this one so far. And I'm wondering if maybe the movie wasn't quite sure what it wanted to be. Because there's a point in the trailer that I feel like it's a little confusing. They don't give you enough to let you know what's going to happen. And one thing that I read online was that vignette movies like this don't work. And I didn't pick up from the trailer that it was a vignette movie. So that's why I'm thinking maybe it was just a little confused in the premise. But it's set in riot-torn LA in the near future. Jodie Foster plays the nurse who runs a secret members-only emergency room for criminals. And the cast, in addition to her, is really impressive. Sterling K. Brown, Charlie Day, Zachary Quinto, Jeff Goldblum, who's a favorite. But I don't know if this movie's going to pull it off or not.
Hello. How can I help?
Easy, fellas. Everybody's going to get fixed up. Now verify your memberships, and we're off to the races.
The Artemis is a secret hospital for criminals.
I thought you were done with all this.
I got out, but you know how it goes.
You're never out. Not up here.
I thought this place was a myth.
We've been here for 22 years. This hospital was built on 2 things. Trust. And rules.
You see that badge? That means I'm a healthcare professional.
You're an arms dealer, right?
Well, don't push my buttons. Don't you do that.
I'm a professional, but this woman, she's a business. If you knew what she could do to you with just that cup of coffee.
You're lucky this place has rules.
The Artemis isn't safe for us, because it is. It's a portable vault.
Worth about $18
million. Wolf King's probably going to want those back.
Okay, this is a real problem. It's here.
Open the gate.
That's against the rules.
Rules?
Without the rule breakers, honey, where would you be?
It's almost like Fight Club, right?
Kind of.
What happens at Fight Club
maybe
stays in Fight Club.
Yeah.
From what I took away from this is that there are these rules. These criminals come in for medical procedures.
Yes.
But there's that twist, right? There's that confrontation or there's friction between certain criminals
right.
who are being treated.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to do with a pen and another criminal who
yes.
wants the pen back because inside the pen
right.
contains something.
It's not just a pen.
It's not just a pen. It's not a Bic.
In addition to that, I think one of the movies that's getting just a ton of buzz, which I won't be able to watch, is Hereditary. I love the trailer, what I can stomach of it, but it looks so horrifying after about the first 30 seconds, I start to close my eyes a little. You've got Toni Collette, and she is made to do these movies. They're saying Oscar buzz for her. The musical score that goes along with the trailer, I mean, that just elicits fear in itself. But the premise is the matriarch of the Graham family passes away. Her daughter, played by Toni Collette, her family begins to unravel cryptic and increasingly terrifying secrets about their ancestry. The kids that are in this movie are also horrifying. I mean, they're saying it's the scariest movie since the 70s when The Exorcist came out. And I feel like they say that a lot about movies. There's a lot of hype, you know, trying to get people scared. But this one, I don't know. I think it's got what it takes.
It's rated R. Horror, violence, disturbing images, language, drug use, brief graphic nudity, all rolled into 127 minutes.
Yeah, keep the kids at home.
Let's take this a little more upbeat,
yes.
if we can.
On Cheslow Beach is a limited release based on Ian McEwan's novel. It's set in 1962 England, and you've got a young couple played by Billy Howell and Saoirse Ronan, who, of course, was just nominated for an Oscar. They get married. There's some pressures with society, sexual freedom, and it leads to an awkward and fateful wedding night. What I love about this trailer is you're really unsure what has happened to lead them to this moment and then how it's going to play out. So the trailer is very intriguing.
What does his father do?
You mean, is he working class or one of us?
That's more or less what I mean.
You don't seem quite as happy
as you should. Something's bothering you, Flo.
Come on, Flo. It's easy. Just point and choose.
Something about yourself, a little delicate.
The sex manual says women are like doorways, men can enter through them.
God's sake, Florence. How long have you been there?
I thought I'd just...
asked you a question, Dalek.
Are you all right? I'm feeling rather sick.
What is it, darling?
Nothing.
Flo, you can change your mind.
I really have to go. We can never be happy, and it's all my stupid fault.
Have you actually forgotten that we were married today? We're man and wife! That's what you promised! To me! It's hopeless.
Is it?
And that's at Grand Rapids North and Lansing.
Yes.
And then out at The Woodland, you've got First Reformed.
Yep, and this is playing as part of our indie film series. You've got Amanda Seyfried and Ethan Hawke in this one. Ethan Hawke plays a priest of a small congregation in New York, and he's got to try to deal with tragedy brought on by worldly concerns, a tormented past. A lot of people are comparing his character to Travis Bickle of Taxi Driver, so... we'll see. But a lot of buzz on that. You'll be able to check that out at Woodland, like you said.
The Exorcist, Taxi
I know.
Driver.
Yeah, all this channeling. I mean, even Oceans. I don't know when the original Oceans movie came out with the Rat Pack. Was that in the 60s?
Oh, you're right.
I think so.
Yeah, wow. Good job on that one. And then we're going to tease ahead just a little bit. IMAX, Incredibles double feature.
Yes. Good stuff to come. They're saying it could be Pixar's best.
Well, they always say that.
They do.
Coco, Pixar's best.
Yes.
All right. Jenny Garoni, Studio C.
Thanks for having me.
And see you at the movies.